The Village of Peace. Today, the residents of Santipur are celebrating New Year's Day in this vicinity. And by the mercy of Sri Advaitacharya, we are given the benediction of joining him on this festival. This is the home of Sri Advaita in Navagram. And when he was just a young child, he and his parents shifted to Shantipur in order to live on the banks of the holy river Ganges. He also had a home in Navadvip, which we visited a few days back. Here in Shantipur, many of the most important incidences took place in the Leela of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Shantipur is famous as a place where Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, Advaita and the devotees would have ecstatic kirtan for days and days and days at a time. This place where we're sitting now is the place where Lord Chaitanya, Sri Advaitacharya, Nityananda Prabhu would perform their transcendental pastimes of taking prasad. Shantipur is very much noted for the Lord's Leela of taking prasad. There is so much to be said about this place. Today we have the unlimited fortune of hearing from Jananivas Prabhu and Chandramali Maharaj. We first request His Grace Jananivas Prabhu to enlighten us.
Hare Krishna. Jai Sri Advaita Acharya ki. What are you going to speak of? Huh? You're going to speak faster. Okay. We have a connection here. Srila Prabhupada came here and he met the Mahanta of this place, very old sadhu. He's not here anymore. But he was very much favorable to Srila Prabhupada. He's very liberal. Because this is a Brahminical community running this temple. But the old Mahanta was very, very favorable. And he was even considering that Srila Prabhupada could actually take this place at one time. And later on, he allowed us to observe the festival here of Madhavendrapur's disappearance festival when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here that day. And they had a festival and they took shak and other things. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said anybody who takes prasad here on this day, definitely he will get love for Krishna. That's the Dwadasi before Gopurnima. So it was a huge festival for the Vaishnavas, but in the course of time it more or less stopped due to lack of funds, etc. So then we were asked if we could maintain this festival. So since that time we've had a huge festival here, and thousands of people come and we distribute prasad to everyone on that day. And they even said we can, the Mahanta said you can do everything, that is ISKCON's day, I give you everything, you can do everything. And Jayapataka Maharaj said, what about the puja? He said, yes, you can also do the puja that day. So we even did the puja the first day. They claimed that the Shaligram that the Dvaitacharya is worshipping is still here, although many people say it's wherever, even in Advaita Bhavan in Mayapur, they say that's the original Shaligram. Many people say original. And the others, many others say nobody knows where the original Shaligram is now. But so we have the good fortune of being favored by a great Acharya. He was a place where he first began to call for Lord Chaitanya to come. And I think that today great Acharya will be very, very pleased with you all. Because the purpose of him calling the Lord was to save all the sinful people of this world. And the people he wanted to save are just the other side of the wall there. It means they're eating what they're not supposed to eat, they're hearing what they're not supposed to eat, and doing what they're not supposed to do. But within the wall, at least, we are the result of his worshipping Shaligram and calling Lord Chaitanya here, that we have actually taken the process. So I'm sure he's going to bestow his blessings on all of you here. Because he is actually the Acharya, the Acharya in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu invented as the Pancha Tattva in the age of Kali to show us how to approach Radha and Krishna. And we approach the devotee. First we approach devotee who is represented by Sri Vash Thakur. And the devotee, he gives us the instructions that he has received from the Acharya. So that is Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, he came to establish the process of devotional service. And when we accept the devotee represented by Srivas or our guru, and we follow his instruction, which are the instructions of the Acharya, then we become purified of material attachment and we gain attachment to Krishna by following this process. So this is Advaita's benediction. When one follows the Acharya's instructions perfectly, then when all the impurities have gone, then he actually receives the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, who is Vishuddha Sattva existence. So one comes to the above the three modes of material nature by the grace of the Acharya and can understand Vishuddha Sattva, or the spiritual platform, which is the manifestation of the spiritual world, Shri Vrindavan Dham, Shri Navadvip Dham. And then within Vrindavan Dham, as in our line especially, we are followers of Rupa Goswami or Rupa Manjari, who is the dearest maidservant of Srimati Radharani, who is actually Gadadha Pandit, Haladini Shakti. So then we, by approaching through this way, through the pure devotee, to the Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, and then we can actually receive the mercy of Gadadha Pandit, Haladini Shakti, then we can actually enter into a relationship with Radha and Krishna. So we can pray to Sri Advaita to bless us that we may become very faithful followers of the Acharya's instructions. And be able to receive the blessings of the Panchatattva. And Sri Advaita Acharya ki. Jai Gaur Premanandi.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschetya Desatayane Sri Advaita Acharya Ishwara Ki Jai. As Janani Vas so nicely explained, we've come to the place of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, taking Krishna Prasad. I don't know so much about the pastimes of Advaita Acharya, but what little I know, I'll try to explain. It is mentioned that Sri Advaita Acharya is a combination of Mahavishnu, who lies down in the causal ocean, and from his body all the pores of his body, the universes come, ultimately from Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, and from Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Lord Brahma comes, and then expands further to Shirodakshaya Vishnu, who enters in as a supersoul within all the universes. He is a combined incarnation of Mahavishnu and Sadashiva, who is considered to be the original Shiva. There's a Shiva manifestation in every universe, but there is an original Shiva in the Vaikuntha planets who was called Sadashiva. And that Sadashiva, combined with Mahavishnu, became Advaita Acharya. So he is also the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began his pastimes in this material world, there was a handful of devotees who were here prior to the Lord. And the town of Navadvip was at that time a bastion of learning. It was considered to be the educational center actually of the world. And people from everywhere would come and study in the various universities. And there was a great amount of wealth. People were well-to-do, but very little devotional service. People were worshipping various forms of the demigods for material benedictions. People were engaged in very materialistic activities. It's explained that they would worship, they would create forms of the demigods and worship these forms for material desires and then take the forms and throw them into the Ganges River. Various types of materialistic activities were being performed. People would even engage in such activities as having marriages for cats and dogs. Material society, when it becomes simply a society of sense gratification, people become bored. And due to boredom, they create all kinds of fantasies in order to satisfy their boredom, forms of maybe even perverted or unusual forms of material activities. So they were marrying cats and dogs, and even there was children marriages. So there was a few devotees headed by a Sri Advaita Acharya. Mukunda was there, Srivas Thakur, Haridas Thakur. And the devotees were really in anxiety that hardly anyone is interested in devotional service. And Sri Advaita Acharya, being the Supreme Personality of Godhead and being the Supreme Lord, his compassion for the conditioned souls is very great. And so he was always praying somehow to help these conditioned souls. But at one time it's explained in, I believe in Chaitanya Bhagavat, that when he would see the situation and how people were so materialistic and so much into sense gratification, he would become angry. He would become like fire. And he would sometimes say, I would take out my Shudarshan Chakra and I would just simply kill them all. What is the use of their existence if they're simply interested in just sense gratification? But knowing that soon the Supreme Lord would come in his most magnanimous incarnation, he waited, and then eventually he prayed. We all know the story that he went to the banks of the Ganges River and taking Shalagram Shila and worshipping Shalagram with Ganges water and Tulsi leaves, he prayed from the core of his heart that, please Lord, please come and bring your transcendental pastimes here and deliver all these fallen souls. So, of course, it is explained that by the prayers of Advaita Acharya, the Lord actually came. There are three external reasons why the Lord came. And one of those reasons was to satisfy the heartfelt prayers of Sri Advaita Acharya. There are many beautiful stories in the life of Lord Chaitanya and Sri Advaita Acharya. And Sri Advaita Acharya was always, he was senior in age to Lord Chaitanya. And so Lord Chaitanya, respecting the etiquette that he would always give honor, pay obeisances, and give respect to Sri Advaita Acharya. And this was quite disturbing to Sri Advaita Acharya. So he didn't know exactly what to do. He was feeling, this is my worshipful Lord. I should be offering him obeisances. I should be taking the dust of his feet. But he is doing the opposite for me. So there's one story where Sri Advaita Acharya had one servant named Kamalakanta Vishwasu. One time Kamalakanta Vishwasu sent a note to the king of Puri. And in that note, it said that Sri Advaita is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he has a debt of 300 rupees. Could you please arrange for liquidation of this debt? Now somehow or other, that note got intercepted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when he read that note, he became quite angry. He said, this uneducated person, he is saying that Sri Advaita Acharya is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but at the same time he's saying he is a beggar. He has a debt. How is it possible that the Supreme Personality of Godhead can become a debtor? So he, in his anger, he banned Kamalakanta Vishwasu from his association. When Sri Advaita Acharya found out that his servant was being banned by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Lord Chaitanya, he said, how is it you're giving him so much mercy, but you never show such mercy to me? So he was thinking that to get the special attention and mercy of the Lord as Kamalakanta, that he would have to do something. So it is explained that he knew that one thing that would anger Lord Chaitanya more than anything is that anyone who would associate or hear Mayavadi philosophy. Lord Chaitanya said, Mayavadi Krishna Aparadi, and that the Mayavadis are actually offenders to Krishna. And he would become like fire. He said, better to be in a cage with man-eating lions, or better to be surrounded by fire than to associate with Mayavadis. Mayavadi philosophy is so insidious and so poisonous that simply by hearing this philosophy, one's devotional sentiments are disturbed and ultimately destroyed. Because one who has love for the Supreme Lord, or one who has an understanding of the Supreme Lord as a person, hears such things, it just breaks their heart. And Mayavadi philosophy is simply based on word jugglery. That is the power of the Mayavadi philosophy. It is simply a creation of philosophy that sounds very nice. And that is their ultimate potency, is that they can explain that point of view in such a way as to be very, very convincing. When I was in Dandu Vrindavan many years ago, we would sometimes, the leader of the community would engage in various types of debates with other senior devotees who would be visiting. And sometimes he would take the position of a Mayavadi and the other person would take the position of a devotee teaching or preaching pure devotional service. And there would be some debate. And I actually one time I saw that by using such interesting and tricky and very cunning type of language, he was able to defeat this devotee using Mayavadi philosophy. It's even explained that Srila Jiva Goswami, he was so expert, he was considered to be the most learned of all the Vaishnava. Even he, if he would adopt that position, no one could defeat him. But ultimately, it is not a real position. That is the power of Mayavadi philosophy. It is simply based on word jugglery. So Sri Advaita Acharya, he went and was visiting various places where they're speaking from one scripture called Yoga Vashishta. Written by, I believe, one of the disciples of Shankaracharya. And it glorifies Mayavadi philosophy. Shankaracharya is, of course, preaching that philosophy in order to bring people away or bring people back to the Vedas, as Buddha brought people away from the Vedas, because the Vedas were being used in such a way as to sanction the innocent slaughter of animals simply for sense gratification. Buddha played the role of bringing the people away from the Vedas, and Shankaracharya, he is of course Lord Shiva, and he came to bring people back to the Vedas, but in an impersonal way. And so, Sri Advaita Acharya was hearing this philosophy regularly. And when the word got back to Lord Chaitanya, he became very silent. He didn't do anything right away. But in his mind, he was thinking, I have to correct Sri Advaita Acharya. So, there's one story. Sri Advaita Acharya was here in Shantipur, and Lord Chaitanya was in Navadvipa at the time. And so he said to Sri Nityananda Prabhu, let's go visit Sri Advaita Acharya. So they left Navadvipa and traveled along the banks of the Ganges River. And we have a very short amount of time, so I'm trying to think how much we can include here. 10 more minutes? Is that good?
15 minutes time when I hear this.
Uh-huh. So okay. 7 minutes. All right, 7 minutes left. Okay, what can I say in 7 minutes? While they were traveling, they passed by this one little cottage. And Lord Nityananda said to Lord Chaitanya, "Oh, here's a house of a sannyasi." So Lord Chaitanya said, "Oh, a sannyasi, we should go visit him." So they went to the home of this sannyasi, and they came in, and they were welcomed by the sannyasi. He was quite elderly, so he sat down his guests. He was very happy to see them. And the Lord started, this is a very interesting story. I could remember all the details. Lord Chaitanya wanted to ask him, he asked him a question. What is ultimately the goal of life? And he started to speak ultimately that the goal of life is ultimately to enjoy the things of this world, to somehow accumulate sufficient amounts of material amenities in order to satisfy one's needs for happiness and sense gratification. Lord Chaitanya said, interrupted him, he said, "No, actually the goal of life is to worship Krishna, to engage in the service of Krishna, to chant the names of Krishna." And he was very respectfully presenting this. The sannyasi became very angry. He said, "Just see," looked at Lord Nityananda, "just see this young boy who's no older than my grandson. He is giving me instructions. This is Kali Yuga." So Lord Chaitanya, of course, was getting a little upset, and Lord Nityananda said, "Let's have prasad." And they said, "Okay, let's have prasad." So Lord Chaitanya said, "Well, actually, I'm not really hungry today. I'll just have a little bit of fruit." No, he said, no, actually, you are my guest. We have actually prepared prasad, and you have come at the right time." So the sannyasi called for prasad, and his wife came out. He was a sannyasi grihasta. And she served the prasad. So Lord Chaitanya looked at Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda didn't know what to say. So they sat there. And Lord Chaitanya said, no, I'm just really fasting today. You could just give me a little fruit. And he said, "No, you're my guest." He said, "Actually, I have something special for you. Would you like some bliss?" And so Lord Chaitanya looked at Lord Nityananda, he says, "What does he mean by bliss?" "He wants to know if you want some wine." When Lord Chaitanya heard that, he looked at Lord Nityananda and said, "Let's go." So they ran out of the house, and both of them went running and jumped into the Ganges just to get purified from the association of a Kali Yuga sannyasi. So gradually they proceeded to the house here of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya was there, and he was there with his wife. Sati. And when Lord Chaitanya came into the courtyard, he saw Advaita Acharya, and as soon as he saw Advaita Acharya, he became so angry. And he came up to him and he just started taking his fist, and he was just beating him and beating him and beating him and beating him. And Advaita Acharya, he started to realize, Lord Chaitanya is now accepting me as his servant. So he was feeling very happy. Sri Advaita Acharya Ishwara Ki Jai.